Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
And welcome back. I hope... it sounds like the studio is still echoey, doesn't it? But I hope you're not as frustrated as I am regarding the conflict of information. The biggest conflict that I have noticed is the toll on China and the numbers that China's reported. There's no doubt in my mind that the United States is not leading one of the most populated nations in the world where this thing broke out. I'm looking forward to talking to Mitchell Nicholas Gerber. We're trying to work out a time where we can actually have this conversation. In the last message, or actually the first message he sent, he noted that there were 100 million people that were locked out, quarantined, where they couldn't travel. And if you understand China's landmass, it forces people, because of the mountainous terrain and so forth, it's not like it's just one big huge prairie. They don't have a little house on the prairie. They have lots of people in the valley. And so it's hard for me to fathom how the United States has 100,000 cases, supposedly, and they don't even, they're not, I think they're now number four. I'll get into the numbers a little later. But you've got to get frustrated. And what's even more frustrating is the unconstitutional behavior of political representatives, your governors, your president, the entire federal government. It's just like they're using this as an excuse to violate our Constitution. And, well, of course, I mean, they don't understand the Constitution. But I just wrote, and I'm working on trying to get it wrapped up, so it should be up on the page today, a brand new article regarding martial law. Because, as you know, going through the ratification debates, we've already talked about martial law, and can the government lock you down? So we'll get into those details in just a few minutes. But you know I have to tell you that this show is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org. And that you are listening to the only show that constantly provides academic evidence and evidence-based solutions. If you want to continue being a part of the problem, then by all means. If you want to be a part of the solution, then you really need to get active. I made a post yesterday. I think I ought to make a copy of it. Make a copy of the meme and make a copy of my response, because there was a meme in a local Patriot group that said, people, please remember those who supported your fundraisers so that you can, support them now in their time of need. If you've ever heard me talk about how the support for true conservative causes has been, let's just say, drying and dying on the vine. Our grapes are turning into raisins while they're still on the vine. It is because businesses have gone down a path of political correctness. Every marketing company that I have approached, every single one, talks in perspective, or they have a perspective, that the Constitution is a lightning rod and it is political, and they recommend all of their clients to stay away from it. Huh. Well, it seems to me that the Constitution is the fundamental law of the land. Why is it that marketing companies are taking this type of position? Well, either one, and obviously they are ignorant, but two, they're actually supporting the progressive cause, whether they know it or not. And I, I'd like to think I live in, you know, a very patriotic area. But when you have 100% of the marketing companies out there that are driving business to political correctness, what you have is you have people that are actually saying that's bad. And, oh, by the way, we have to be accepting of all the other things. So in other words, you can't speak out about the LGBT, or that's not what's really frustrating is how is the LGBT agenda not political? How is Common Core and the dumbing down of the American students and our future electorate, how is that not political? Everything we do is political. And so I pointed out that, you know, all these businesses that are actually what I will do after the break, I will get you when I come back, I will have that little comment with the meme. Like I said, I'll probably post this up on the website just due to the fact that I really sat down and articulated this one point, that unless these businesses become champions, true leaders of the conservative constitutional movement, that government is limited and defined based on their constitutions, and if they're not living within their limitations, then we need to hold them accountable, period. Fully accountable. And so that's how you're going to, and I want to help you understand how you can become a part of the solution. One of the things you need to do, and I'm telling anybody that I'm actually talking to that are, you know, listeners or what have you, if you want to have that conversation, the phone number is 425-270-5416. Just leave a message and I will get back to you either via email. Make sure you give us your email. I prefer doing email because just having conversations can take a long time. I mean, I guess I'm known to talk too long. So anyway, with that, I just want you to understand that if you want to understand who you can talk to your sheriff. You should be reaching out to every political person in your sphere of influence. Your sheriff, your county commissioners, you know, people in the city council. You should be sending emails to say you are fed up with you or other politicians trampling on your constitutional rights. The people that should be locked down in this entire crisis should be those who are sick. They should not be allowed to be in the public harming others. We have had and we've maintained an animal paradigm. I was speaking to, actually it was my brother at the time. You know, the animal kingdom does not isolate its sick, lame, and or, you know, harmed or lazy or old and elderly. It's less capable. And they just acknowledge that those are the ones that become the food for the predators. We're not animals. We know when somebody's sick. I mean, maybe the animals can kind of determine, but they're not smart enough to isolate and say, hey, get away from us. You're gonna damage the herd. You will kill the entire herd. Social distancing is not the solution. Taking an enlightened perspective and having individuals quarantined either at home so that they can be taken care of if there's appropriate care. Even if you don't want appropriate care, you just keep your butt home. You go out in public, you get somebody sick, I think you ought to be held liable. And I think that those people who endorse that, I think businesses that have been endorsing people to come to work with the flu, or at least have a policy that says if you come to work with the flu, you can be administrative processes can be filed and you can be put on notice, you can be fired or what have you. I do believe that the employers, and I've said this before, employers need to start manning up or actually start stepping up to the plate and taking some better responsibility in helping people stay home if they're sick. Why aren't they protecting their workforce by having a policy that says if you are sick, you can stay home. Now, I'd love to see, you know, and I believe voluntary socialism is okay. Voluntary. Compulsion is not okay. Voluntary communism or socialism is like the U.S. military. You join the military, you are literally at the whims of the military, and you will be sent and you will do things at their pleasure, at their service. It's pretty simple. So, what I believe should be happening, and what I'd like to see happen, is I'd like to see businesses actually allowing, so just in case somebody really, like cancer, if somebody gets sick with cancer, there are short-term disability insurances that you can get, but most employers can't afford to do that. But I do believe that there should be a process, a way for people to become compassionate. Let's say, you know, you're working at a small grocery store and they can't afford benefits. And they can't afford to pay you a lot of money because you live in a community that just doesn't have that kind of money. Well, what do you do when somebody in your, you know, working there is unable to work their full shift because maybe they have cancer and cancer treatments or something else? There's some health problem, long-lasting health problem. Well, then I see it feasible that if the people that work there that want to help and contribute to that other person so they can work hours for them to help them maintain pay, there's nothing wrong with volunteering hours if people want to do that. There's nothing wrong with us being compassionate, but when we're being compelled by government to do something, that is absolutely wrong. We'll be right back after these two promos. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue.
Okay, so what we're going to do, and let me kind of give you a heads up. I have a sick dog again. And she, at this point, is pretty fussy. She's been on steroids or prednisone, if you understand what that does, and so she becomes very intolerant. So if she happens to come to the studio and start, you know, fussing and so forth, that will be her, and no, we're not hurting her. No animal in this recording has been harmed in any way. Anyway, let me get to this post that I told you that it was posted yesterday in a Liberty Caucus page. And the meme was stated this: remember when you were when you asked that small business to support your fundraiser? It's time to support them. They're the heart of the town. Well, that's kind of nice, you know, for your little league or what have you. But I am telling you that if you go and you try to get your town businesses to stand up for the Constitution, like I just said in the previous segment, oh, they're being told that that's political. They got to stay away from that. As a matter of fact, I want you to go to reclaimingtherepublic.org, the Red State Talk Radio podcast page. In doing so, I want you to just scroll down and I want you to hear what the local sheriff was saying regarding the Constitution. And so let me find out what the title is for you so it'll make it easy for you. It's right under special messages, a sheriff dangerously dancing around the Constitution. The audio clip is the local Spokane County sheriff, some consider it threatening. I consider it irresponsible and outside the duties of the sheriff. As a matter of fact, the sheriff has gone on his own personal vendetta in trying to shut down, we'll just call them constitutional slash political organizations like the Three Percenters. And he actually called out a local Three Percenter when the Spokane County Sheriff went to Idaho Falls. I mean, that's a 7-hour drive. And he goes and speaks to a body of people over in Idaho Falls, talking about those people, the trouble within is really the patriots. The patriot movement is a disease among us. It's the real enemy we're faced. As a matter of fact, if you actually start doing the research on this sheriff, you will find that he has been haranguing constitutionalists. As a matter of fact, I've got it's about a 40-page document in defense of a local representative who's one of the very few. His name's Matt Shea. He's one of the very few who has been consistent in standing up for the Constitution. Now, he's not my representative. I don't vote for him. And as a matter of fact, it's not like we're tight or we're brothers in any way, other than we're brothers in the patriot movement in recognizing the true threat. The true threat is walking away and turning our backs on the Constitution and not demanding compliance. The greatest compact, other than those covenants that you make with your Lord and Savior, the greatest in this world, this physical world that we're trapped in, is that Constitution. And I say that because that Constitution is that parchment protection that we have in maintaining our liberty. The day the Constitution is put aside, most people will think, well, what's the difference? My life hasn't changed, and we no longer have the Constitution. Our public servants are no longer bound to support that stupid parchment paper. And the day that happens is the day you will rue what you did not do. You will regret not standing up because it's over. Now, if you speak out, the social credit system that's happening in China will happen everywhere. If you're a dissident, you have no business. You'll be recognized, and everybody is being taught that those who speak ill of the anointed government or those people who are anointed to govern us, it's almost like a real nightmare when you think about the concept of rulers subjugating mankind. Now, I truly don't believe that America will fall. I truly believe that America, it's in our DNA. We're going to stand up against this. But folks, I'm not seeing it. And so let me get back to this meme. I just want you to understand that here in Spokane County, or over there, I actually don't live in Spokane County, but over there in Spokane County, there's a sheriff who's actually haranguing, calling out, and disparaging. And as a matter of fact, I'll even say this, that when the chair of the Republican Party, who actually helped, was beginning, her name was Cecily Wright, and her husband, John Charleston, they are also, and I've gone through these details before, but they stood up for the Constitution, and they were trying to take the county party in that direction. What ended up happening was she ended up having a guy to come and talk about label lynching, because the sheriff and the progressives have been successful in label lynching, and they didn't like it one bit. So what ended up happening was they ended up meeting this guy by the name of James Alsup. And James Alsup, who is all about James, he's trying to awake people into this movement, and I don't understand what the movement is, other than there's a lot of millennials that are just following this this well-articulated young man. I'll just say that. He's a good statesman as far as getting out and speaking towards the millennial. I mean, he's able to reach that age group and get them kind of stoked up. Now, a lot of people have labeled him as a white supremacist. I have yet to see where he actually has that paradigm. But I'm not defending him. I'm defending Cecily for bringing him in and supporting his talk regarding label lynching. And because they created this association that he is a part of this identity politics, and the Republican Party has come out and said they considered this guy a racist just because the progressives call him a racist. In other words, there's zero evidence. This is what's going on, friends. They are going after anybody and trying to create any association to tarnish them and bury them any way they possibly can, because they recognize anybody that is obtaining a leadership role on the Constitution has to be shut down. That's one of the reasons why. How often do you really hear any of the Fox News contributors or any of the champions in the, you know, the I'll just say the conservative talk shows and so forth, how many of them really talking about the details of the Constitution? And how many of them are really citing the terms and definitions of the Constitution, such as the ratification debates and so forth? There are a lot of guys that, you know, I've mentioned a few of them that actually talk in a good game, but when anybody stands up and says, I don't need anything but the Constitution to shut people down, then that person is the same person as John Marshall, because John Marshall used the Constitution to self-aggrandize government. And so the only way you can truly refute big government in that paradigm is by actually using the ratification debates to prove that the enumerated powers, because it doesn't say in the Constitution that this is a constitution of enumerated powers. You have to get that from the ratification debates. But anyway, back to this meme, and I'm probably going to run out of time. Let me see here. How much time do I have left? I got 1.5 minutes. So I'm going to read the meme again, and then when we come back, I'll read my post regarding this, and then we'll get into some details on the coronavirus. Forgive me. I know I mentioned that I wanted to get into the essay on property, but I want to set this up because I don't want to get into the problem of the day. I don't want to talk about the coronavirus when I focus on property and how we need to put property into context to our Constitution. That Constitution is our property. More importantly, it is the property of the states. It's tantamount to the boundaries of those states, and those boundaries must be guarded jealously. The meme stated this: remember when you were at when you asked that small business to support your fundraiser? It's time to support them. They are the heart of the town. Now, when like I said, when we come back, I'm going to read my response to this. The person that put that meme up, I know he's a patriot, and I know when he read my post, he loved it. I mean, because he understands exactly the problems we're having in getting businesses to actually support constitutional conservatives, teaching people about the Constitution and what is constitutional, what isn't constitutional. Why are we having such a hard time, other than the fact that the progressives have a stranglehold on businesses because they're afraid that if they upset the LGBT community, somebody will come and toilet paper their home? Well, at the cost of toilet paper and the availability of it, maybe we don't have to worry about that. Anyway, we'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
Okay, so I'm going to read this post. And as I read, I'm going to editorialize as I go on. Now, just make sure that you understand that this was a post. There was a meme, and I was just responding because the meme was asking people to support those businesses who supported our fundraisers. I want you to understand, I went to some businesses, and I will get into that in just a minute. But let me just read my reply. Please ensure you only support those very few who are committed to publicly supporting liberty. A lot of local small businesses over the past few years have shrugged and recoiled at an opportunity to support and promote liberty, whether it be supporting local conservative news / talk, you know, such as, you know, my show or other people's shows, or even radio stations to play those shows, or even simply supporting something like Constitution Day. Look at the few businesses today that are supporting a local newspaper in the Pacific Northwest called the Readout News. And actually, they're pretty much online. I don't think they publish too much print other than, you know, their headquarters. I don't think they're in hardcore print. I think they're strictly in online news. It's called Readout News. And I've talked to you about the Readout movement. But anyway, look at the few businesses that are supporting Readout News as just one example. There's probably 100,000 businesses in the local area. There's probably 500,000 people in the Coeur d'Alene, Spokane, and greater area of where I live. And you can't tell me that there is you can't tell me that there's not enough businesses to support a contrary, an alternative perspective to the local rag, the Spokane or Spokesman Review. It's the only big newspaper in print in the local area, and they are blazing forward, tearing down every conservative, and they support the progressive agenda wholeheartedly. Moving on, I basically said, there are too few businesses who are actually supporting the growth of liberty and constitutionalism in the area. So many, if not almost all, will not help, and as a matter of fact, they have become paralyzed by political correctness. Way too many businesses think the politics is bad, especially with a local political leader, to those who support the Constitution. Are the local communities really the enemy? And so what I meant to say there, and I'll read that again, way too many businesses think that politics is bad, especially with a local political leader pointing to those who support the Constitution. That local political leader I'm referencing is the sheriff. And so with that local leader pointing to those who are supporting the Constitution as the real enemy, I want you to understand, people, we are in a... And that sheriff is a Republican, supposedly. How they have taken over in the state of Washington, the Republican Party is the right arm of the communist globalist movement. They're working in league with the Democrats. Now, they may not say that they're directly working, but somewhere up the food chain, they are working together. There is a uniparty effort. Anyway, it seems to me this current tyranny is a direct violation to the Constitution. Any business that at a minimum believes politics is inappropriate for business is now tasting the reality of the progressive political business, because they've all been shut down. And now they can't conduct business when government oversteps its bounds and does this to you. You better understand who it is that's doing this. This is not those who support the Constitution. This is the socialists who think that they, for the betterment of their, they know better than you, they're going to shut everything down. There were several efforts made in reaching out to businesses, and yours truly, GR, has gone out to several businesses that displayed the Constitution on their establishments, or those who brag about their support to the Second Amendment, and even they said they would provide a little help for something like Constitution Day celebration, ... It was all lip service, a facade, and lies. That organization was the Good Guy's Haircut Shop, or the Man Shop, I think it is. If you come to the local area, they're in Montana, Idaho, Washington, and so forth. If you look at the Man Shop, you go in there, they have a constitution usually painted on the wall. They say that this is a Second Amendment protected area. You know, you're more than welcome to come in with your gun or what have you. I went to them a few years back to say, hey, we need some money for Constitution Day. Can you throw us some money? The owner, one of the owners said, yeah, we will give you money. They didn't send a penny, never received a penny. Well, I want you to understand, folks, when you promise somebody, you say you're going to do something and then you don't, I don't care if you said you forgot. I know when I've committed to doing something, and if I have failed on my commitment, I try to make it up. Went and I approached these guys afterwards, not a penny. They don't care. And as a matter of fact, I went to the local Dodge dealership, Dishman Dodge, asked them, hey, why don't you just give away the Constitution for Constitution Week? Just have, run a campaign ad, as I've told you to try. And I want, one of the reasons why I've asked you to do this, to try to get your local business, one, to get businesses to actually stand up for the Constitution, and secondly, so that you can start discovering for yourself how businesses have turned their back on the Constitution. I want you to understand this, that America is in grave peril because businesses are doing this. The only reason businesses have the ability to do everything that they do is because government has no position in controlling what they do. And look at what government is doing to them now. Looking at the macro, back to my post, looking at the macro, what we are dealing with is not an act of nature. This disease has the DNA of collectivism and global communism. What we are all suffering from now is directly from the hands of collectivist politics, i.e. China, the Gates Foundation, everything I talked about on Friday. So if you think there is no place for politics in business, you have failed to see reality. As Aristotle points out, there is politics in everything, even marriage. The world and even our state's response to this concocted attack are nothing, and it is a concocted attack. There has been a deliberate plan in helping mobilize and helping get this virus into every nation around the world. The world and even our state's response to this concocted attack are nothing but collectivist politics, and the responses are directly out of the Rockefeller playbook, i.e. the 2010 report called or titled Scenarios for the Future of Technology and Internal Development, close quote. What we are experiencing is the Rockefeller scenario called lockstep, from the aforementioned report, and how governments must seize liberty while feeding the masses with fear. The reason the city and county of Spokane is turning blue is because too many good people have already surrendered to the progressive paradigm of political correctness, and this has been the historic tool of socialism. If this does not serve all businesses as an awakening, then we all might think about digging the grave for liberty. Please remember, those who have been feeding the city and county regular doses of fear-mongering, such as the sheriff, I can't fathom how the sheriff has presumed that it is his role and responsibility to go after people who support the Constitution. That's his job. Anyway, and how they attack those who are doing what they refuse to do. I'm going to read that again because of that editorial break. Forgive me. Please remember those who have been feeding the city and county regular doses of fear-mongering and how they attack those who are doing what they refuse to do. In other words, they're refusing to support the Constitution, even though that sheriff has taken an oath to it, to fulfill their oath to support the Constitution. These demagogues have pointed to all of us who support the Constitution, trying to convince the good people of this area we are their biggest threat. Well, we are, we are now witnessing the iron fist of those demagogues who are violating the Constitution and telling you we are the problem. Bottom line is this, and I've got a heartbreak, so I'm going to give you the bottom line when we come back from the break. I hope I hope you actually start taking this. You're more than welcome. Yeah, I don't care about the byline. I care about actually getting this information spread far and wide. We've got to take back this nation. We'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much.
Folks, Red State Talk Radio has brought back its monthly newsletter. I know everyone gets a lot of emails, but this is not a daily or weekly newsletter. It's a monthly newsletter. So you will not be overwhelmed with a plethora of emails from Red State Talk Radio. Come on, it's only once a month. I'll be contributing a constitutional perspective to one of the current issues to help everyone see an alternative perspective, or what I believe would be a framer's perspective regarding the issue, to help us maintain a constitutional paradigm. I will also provide information regarding a significant historical context to the time of year so that we can remember our history, so we will not be doomed to repeat the inevitable failings from forgetting our past and origins. Just go to Red State Talk Radio and sign up for the newsletter. This way you can get a focused view of what is going on in the Republic as well as what is going on at Red State Talk Radio. Thank you.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
Okay, friends, just remember, if you go to reclaimingtherepublic.org, the Red State Talk Radio podcast, you will be able to hear the local sheriff actually going after a local leader of the three percenters. Are you kidding me? What has this man done in violating the laws of the land, other than trying to stand up and getting people to recognize their duty and responsibility? This goes to the fact, if you've read my document, or I should say article, it's about 8 pages, regarding the problem. The real problem we face is the fact that we're living under federal tyranny, that the federal government has created a standing army, or a multitude of armies that are called federal enforcement agencies, and that we're living under that level of tyranny, that they are enforcing unconstitutional laws. This sheriff that we have has become the enemy to the Constitution. And as far as I'm concerned, he does not deserve the ability to be a public servant anymore. He should be removed from office and banned. My message goes to Larry Haskell, the county prosecutor, I demand that he call a citizen's grand jury, inform them of the full details of the Constitution and the constitutional duties of a public servant, and I believe that that grand jury would unanimously convict that sheriff of violating his oath of office of supporting the Constitution instead of being the enemy or going after those who support the Constitution as if they're enemies of the Constitution. Good is evil and evil is good. And that's where we are today, my friends. That's why this is so important. So, bottom line, here's the bottom line message in this post. Bottom line is this. If all these small businesses who are being humbled by unconstitutional tyranny do not begin to take a stand, then they do not deserve our support. They must get vocal, get deliberate about demanding our constitutional rights be honored and protected. They must reach out to the constitutional leaders and offer them their support. This area needs full-time local conservative constitutional programs and content. If they want to restore and enjoy liberty, they must take responsibility in supporting it once again. Only this, will give them and us all an opportunity to thrive. We are at the cusp of a Bolshevik revolution, and We are at the cusp of a Bolshevik revolution, and all of us, businesses and all, better begin taking a hard stand in supporting the Constitution. Well, I'm just going to have to clean that up. So I'll clean it up before I get posted. But what I'm trying to say here is we're at the cusp of a Bolshevik revolution. And all of us that use businesses and all businesses better begin taking a hard last stand in supporting this Constitution, because we're at that last stand. If not, then they need to at least read a little history about nations who are in the final throes of being overcome by the collectivist revolution to see what likelihood they have in surviving and what life will be like post the revolution. They will try to render all as subjugates to a government of compulsion and despotism, which gives great favor to those who kowtow and prostrate themselves to those in power, just like today's social credit system that is now fully deployed in China. If this tyranny does not arouse the battle cry for liberty, I do not know what will. That's the end of the post. So as you can see, what I wanted to talk about was property. I wanted you to understand that property isn't just the land you own. It's not the title you have of your car. Property is much greater than that. And Madison makes the clear salient points that property is your ideas. We call that intellectual property. We have gotten to a point of understanding these things in a very sophisticated way, so much so that people have lost sight. The average person has completely lost sight of the concept that that Constitution is your property. It is everyone's property. As you understand, we are all responsible in enforcing that, because it is a citizenry enforcement. Only the militia has the constitutional authority in enforcing the Constitution. You have to understand this. This was the brilliance of this system. We weren't to be, held to a professional mercenary force to enforce the constitutional laws. It was supposed to be enforced by us. That's why they made an enumerated constitution, gave them limited powers, and then we were the ones to enforce it. The only way that they can function the way they are doing is literally a wholesale change of the Constitution that basically grants them general powers. And that baby doesn't exist. What exists is the limited and defined Constitution that the framers, inspired by the divine hand of providence, has bestowed upon us. I think that it's incumbent upon all of us to not only stand up, but to take action in protecting it. You need to be emailing every single public servant you know. You need to be reaching out to your sheriff. You need to be talking to your county commissioners and have every single one of them, if they have not already written an official statement standing up and saying this is unconstitutional behavior, then you ask them why. Why do you deserve to stay in office if you can't fulfill your oath of office? Everybody should be standing up, calling out President Trump and the federal government for overreaching the Constitution instead of saying, hand clap, give me a little bit of money, President, government, give me $1,200. Are you kidding me? We better take a sober look at what we are doing. This money coming in is tyrannical money. They have no business giving it to us. Your local county commissioners, your local representatives, and everybody that has taken an oath to that office needs to make a formal statement that we can no longer accept these unconstitutional, tyrannical, and draconian measures in shutting us down. It's one thing to go after the sick and quarantine them, as I have proposed. And so you really need to read that document. As a matter of fact, you need to read three articles. If you have not read these articles yet, then you absolutely need to read these. The articles that I am talking about, as I mentioned before, is the What is the Real Problem? Where do you find them? You go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org, go to the Constitutional Articles page, and as you go through the top three articles, okay, that's the entire process of Republic Review. The first article you need to read is the 1798 Resolutions was the first attempt of Republic Review. Nullification or interposition? And read that article so that you can understand the true context of what has happened. The next article you must read is What is the Real Problem? In understanding the real problem, we are the enforcement agencies. Businesses need to be supporting us, the enforcement agencies of the Constitution. Then you need to read this final document or this other doc. Hopefully it's not a final document, right? But you need to read this other document that is going to be posted. And this other document is about the constitutionalism of martial law and the militia. As soon as the title and everything else is done, it'll be done today. I will have it posted so that you can get to it tonight. You need to read these. Then you can take links to every single one of these pages and you can forward these articles out to your public servants and say, you are failing us. And if you want to understand how you're violating your oath of office, you need to read these three documents, which will point them to the Republic Review process. Matt Shea cannot be the only one that's standing up for, you know, standing up to federal tyranny. My only problem is Matt Shea has failed to become the constitutional supporter of actually restoring our constitutional republic by supporting Republic Review. I don't understand why he's not championing it other than the fact that he has this tight relationship with the John Birch Society. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic and we need your help. God bless. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am
trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution.